This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation plan approved. Finance Ministry instructed to release funds promptly to support the reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting agrees to initiate discussions for early review of Nepal-India Trade Treaty. Private sectors calls for more efficient customs administration during parliamentary committee discussion on customs law. And LA fire crews efforts to halt wildfires ahead of high winds. Death toll rises to 16. Now the news in detail. The 16th meeting of the National Risk Reduction and Management National Council convened yesterday has approved a comprehensive plan for post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. The meeting, chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, took place at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar, where a detailed assessment of the damages caused by the natural disasters was conducted. During the meeting, Prime Minister Oli stressed the urgency of the post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation process and also directed the authorities to start the reconstruction process promptly with available resources, avoiding duplication of efforts. The meeting has instructed the Ministry of Finance to release funds promptly to support the reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. Present in the meeting were Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Podel, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak and ministers. The meeting was also attended by Chief Ministers of various provinces, the Chief Secretary of the Government of Nepal and the Chief of Security Agencies, among others. The second Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting has emphasized enhancing bilateral trade and business ties. In the Nepal-India Commerce Secretary-level meeting held in Kathmandu, the representatives of Nepal and India discussed on trade, investment, energy, tourism, agriculture, information technology and infrastructure development, among other topics. The meeting also agreed to initiate discussions for an early review of the Nepal-India Trade Treaty. An agreement was also reached on promoting renewable energy, strengthening cross-border connectivity, and boosting trade and investment. Key discussions included resolving trade barriers, improving export process, enhancing air connectivity, and expanding Nepal's access to Indian ports like Mundra, Dhamara, and Mumbai. The meeting also covered collaboration in clean energy, agriculture, tourism, digital technology, and infrastructure development. During the meeting, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, highlighted India as Nepal's largest trading partner and stressed the importance of implementing the decisions made during the meeting. Likewise, Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, pleased to take initiatives for facilitating the topics raised in the Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting. The private sector has called for a more efficient customs administration during discussions on a bill to amend customs laws in the Finance Committee of the Parliament. The bill has been proposed to amend the Customs Act in accordance with the Kyoto Protocol, which Nepal is a party to, and make customs clearance procedures further advanced and technology-friendly. Representatives of the private sector urge removal of procedural hurdles, reduction in deposit amounts and better infrastructure for goods testing. President of Confederation of Nepalese Industries, Rajesh Agarwal, criticized the bill for lacking provisions on IT and power trade. Likewise, Vice President of Nepal Chamber of Commerce, Deepak Shrestha, proposed reducing deposit amounts and revising fines for under or over billing. More than 110,000 adolescent girls in the Kathmandu district would be vaccinated with the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine against cervical cancer. At a program organized by the Public Health Office Kathmandu yesterday, the Senior Public Health Administrator Satish Bista shared the information that 1,110 Girls aged between 10 to 14 of 11 local levels of Kathmandu district would get the HPV vaccine against cervical cancer. The vaccine would be administered through 1,101 schools and 146 other vaccination centers. The campaign would run from the 5th to 18th of February. The government is launching a vaccination campaign against cervical cancer targeting $1.68 million adolescent girls between 10 to 14 years from grades 6 to 10 across the country. The Nepali Congress NC has expressed its concerns over the issuance of a fake press statement under the name of party president Sherbahadur Deuba. In a press statement issued by the chief secretary at the NC central office, Krishna Prasad Paudel, yesterday, the NC said that its serious attention was drawn towards the fake press statement that intended to create commotion and confusion among the incumbent coalition government to mislead the public. Condemning such a heinous act, the NC has demanded the concerned authority to bring to book the culprit involved in such an illegal act. Furthermore, Chief Secretary Paudel has urged everyone not to be influenced by such misleading activity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Kathmandu District Court has ordered the judicial custody of former Home Minister and Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lamichhane. District Judge Madhav Prasad Adhikari issued the order instructing Lamichhane to appear before the court at 10 a.m. today. Lamichhane was sent to judicial custody as there was no hearing yesterday. According to the court registrar, Ramu Sharma, Lamichhane's statement was recorded regarding the alleged misappropriation of funds at Swarnalakshmi Cooperatives in Kathmandu. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a charge sheet against engineer Bishnu Kumar Shrestha, former employee at the Department of Water Resources and Irrigation, for allegedly amassing 48.83 million rupees in unlawful assets. According to CIAA spokesperson Narahari Ghimire, Shrestha is accused of acquiring property under the guise of irrigation projects and water-induced disaster control initiatives. He reportedly purchased vehicles, land and invested in various companies concealing assets in the names of his family members. The CIAA has demanded the confiscation of these properties and named Shrestha's family members as defendants in the case. The Office of the Attorney General submitted its report for the last fiscal year to President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. Attorney General Ramesh Badal presented the report during a program at Sital Niwas yesterday. On the occasion, President Paudel emphasized the need for more scientific, effective and factual approaches in the investigation, prosecution and defense of government cases. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The weather forecasters in California are warning fierce winds which fueled the infernos around Los Angeles are expected to pick up again this week as fire crews on the ground continue efforts to make progress controlling three wildfires. According to the BBC, the officials have warned that after a weekend of relatively calm winds, the dry Santa Ana wind would pick up again from Sunday night until Wednesday, reaching speeds of up to 60 meters per hour. Ahead of the wind's uptick, some progress has been made in stopping the spread of the deadly Palisades and Eaton fires, which are burning on opposite ends of the city. Local firefighters are being assisted by crews from 8 other states, including from Canada and Mexico, who continue to arrive. In a news conference on Sunday, the official said that 16 people have been confirmed dead and another 16 remain missing. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. At present, there is an influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation plan approved. Finance Ministry instructed to release funds promptly to support the reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts. Nepal-India Joint Business Forum meeting agrees to initiate discussions for early review of Nepal-India trade treaty. Private sector calls for more efficient customs administration during parliamentary committee discussion on customs laws. And LA fire crews' efforts to halt wildfires ahead of high winds, death toll rises to 16. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.